Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley and I'm here representing Sunday Conversations, the award-winning, Gabby Award-winning Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. You know the deal and you know the rest. Unfortunately, my beautiful wife, my girlfriend, my side piece, Katasha Riley, she can't be with us today because she is at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop holding it down for Team Riley. Hey, listen. We're broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia to Eufaula, Alabama, where the Gators are at and surrounding areas. And today's Sunday conversation is something near and dear to my heart. Why is it near and dear to your heart, Riley? Because I am a disabled vet, and this program is for to help the disabled people, correct?
It is correct.
All right. Could you two, please, gentlemen, please introduce yourself?
So I'm Kirk Holcomb, the Executive Director for Access to Independence.
And I'm Sean Lang, and I'm a peer mentor for Access to Independence.
Outstanding, outstanding. So we have a fellow veteran in the studio with me and a young man who's about to go in the Army and represent the great United States of America. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Mr. Kirk, what is the name of your amazing organization?
So it's Access to Independence. And we're a Center for Independent Living here in Georgia.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, what is your mission statement and why?
So basically, our mission statement is to help individuals with disabilities by individuals with disabilities. So everyone in our office has a disability of one sort or another.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, You have a program or something like that. Tell us about your youth program.
So we have several programs, one of them of which is our Road to Independence and our Pathways to Partnership youth program, which goes into middle schools here in Muskogee County and teaches students with disabilities life skills.
Now, what type of disability are we talking? Are we talking about physical disabilities? Are we talking about mental disabilities? Or what's covered up under that umbrella?
Disability. We cover all disabilities from physical to mental and all ages. There's no age restrictions and no disqualifications of any type of disability. We help everybody.
Now, did you start the organization, Mr. Kirk?
I did not. This organization has been around here in the Columbus area since 2010. I have taken over as the executive director since 2017.
Okay, now, Kurt, I don't want to throw you a curveball because we're asking softball questions here. But what do you love about being a director of this organization? I can guess because you're a fellow military man, but I don't want to guess. So tell me, what do you love about being part of this organization?
So it's the help in the community. And I actually got into this because my son, he's autistic, and navigating the waters of someone who has a child with a disability and trying to navigate those services was hard as he was growing up. And I actually just kind of got thrown into this per se. I was retired military. I was working from job to job here in Columbus. And I got to the point where I just wanted to retire, not do anything. And then I ended up taking a job as a peer supporter, the lowest job that we have in our office, just working. And I wanted a job with no responsibility, and I didn't want to deal with people. And then lo and behold, I just get promoted, and I ended up applying for the director position and was given the position. And now I'm just doing it day to day. It's one of the things that I love to do, one of the nonprofits I help run.
Outstanding. Now, you mentioned a word, peer supporter?
Peer supporter.
Okay, now, young man, Mr. Sean, I want you to tell me, what is a peer supporter and why did you decide to be a peer supporter? Now, talking to Mike, Mr. Sean, go ahead.
So I was introduced to this job by my mom, who is the P2P and program manager. I have a passion for helping kids with disabilities since my brother is disabled since birth. And I got this job because I want to make a difference in my community. I want to help people. And, you know, my job is to help them get those or learn those independent living skills, as well as also how to tackle like social situations, how to make friends, how to get jobs, how to talk to people. And I really love doing what I do.
Outstanding. Now, I have, my wife and I have 9 kids together. All of them are grown. But when my kids were in school, I had 2 children with IEPs. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, absolutely. IEP.
But I had 2 children with IEPs, and my wife and I have a program, 501c3, a nonprofit. And it was started because I had a son with an IEP, and he had behavioral problems. And he kept getting in trouble in school. And I was his barber. And as a barber, his mom trusted me to go up to the school and talk to him. And so we started a program for at-risk youth because of my son. That's been some 20 years ago. So I can definitely relate to, it's really personal when you talk about this program. And that is a great thing. So just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mr.
Kirk.
And Mr.
Sean.
Of?
Access to Independence.
All right. Now, I want to talk about, I'm a baseball guy. Okay, so I want to talk about this Clinkston. Is that the correct pronunciation?
The Clinkstones.
Clinkstones.
Columbus Clinkstones.
Clinkstones, okay. I want to talk about this. Tell me about this fundraiser, Mr. Kirk.
So on June 14th, which is also the Army's birthday, and coincidentally it is my birthday, we are having we're having a fundraiser for Access to Independence. And what we have on our website, if you go to www.accesstoindependence.com and go over to the Get Involved tab, and you scroll down, we have a link to where you can buy tickets to the game on Sunday the 14th. Now, what this game is we have the entire first base line. You'll be able to come down, have seats along the first base line. There's going to be a 90-minute all-you-can-eat buffet catered by the Clinkstones. You're going to come out, be able to enjoy the game, and we'll have some of our youth there from the youth program, so you'll be able to watch them go out into the field, interact with the players, do the high-five tunnel while they're doing the introductions, and we'll be out there for the national anthem. And then you'll see myself out there with my old arm throwing the first pitch of the game.
So, man, get out of here. Now, Mr. Kurt, are you a baseball guy?
I am a baseball. Baseball
now,
and football.
Don't tell me. I know your position in baseball. Well, listen. I know. Well, I'm stretching, but you look like either a third baseman or a catcher.
Catcher.
I knew it.
Through and through.
I knew it. I was a left fielder. I know my baseball guys. I know my baseball people, man.
I was a catcher since I was a little kid just because I wanted to catch for Nolan Ryan because he was my hero growing up.
Okay.
So
okay.
Much so that I named my son Nolan.
Oh, wow. Yep. Wow. Now, did you play baseball in high school?
I did.
College?
I did not. I opted to go into the military instead of, I had scholarships for baseball, football, and wrestling.
Oh, wow.
But I passed that up, and since I was 6 years old, all I wanted to do was join the Army. So that's what I did.
Now, where are you from, Mr. Kirk?
Originally from Michigan.
Okay, cool. Outstanding. Now, Mr. Sean, I see that you have a flyer. Well, you had a flyer in your hand. Let's talk about that flyer in your hand.
Yes, so June 6th.
That's my birthday.
Really?
That's my birthday. 58, baby. June 6th, I'll be 58, but go ahead.
We're hosting a self-advocacy ninja camp. This is so we can help youth stand up against bullies, how to talk to their peers, how to advocate for themselves in situations like to a teacher, to a parent or guardian. And this will be at the Cascade Hills Student Center. And it's for all students and youth to have disabilities, with any disability. And the cost is free for the first 40 spots. We'll have a link on our website as well as flyers that we'll be leaving here with you.
Okay, what is the website?
The website is www.accesstoindependence.com.
Okay, outstanding. Now, Mr. Kirk, what is your ultimate goal as far as director of this organization?
So our ultimate goal, and unfortunately it's not an ending goal, because if you know someone or if you don't know anyone with a disability or don't have one, you will have one at some point. Disabilities are something that you age into, and we want to make sure that process is as easy as possible to provide all the resources that we can that can help you. So our building, we moved into a new building here last October. on 20th Street, 703 20th Street in Columbus, Georgia. And we got this building with the goal in mind of bringing in other nonprofits to make it a one-stop shop. So we have the Autism Hope Center that's in with us.
Okay, Jarvis.
Yep, Jarvis.
Big Jarvis.
So yep. I'm the vice president for the Autism Hope Center. Okay. Jarvis is on the board, so I'm very...
That's my dude.
Yep,
my dude.
Jarvis is great. His business is just down the road from my house, so I mm-hmm. drive by every day. And then we also have Wheelcare Mobility in our office. So if you need any durable medical equipment, you come see us. We'll refer you next door. It's actually in the same building. And if you can't get it through your insurance, then you come back to us and we'll be able to get the equipment for you through a program that we have called FODAC, which is Friends of Disabled Adults and Children through Atlanta. They provide durable medical equipment for free. All our services are free. Information, referral, advocacy, nursing home transition programs, the P2P or the peer support programs, everything that we do in our office is 100% free to anyone who comes through the door.
Okay, now, Mr. Kirk, how can someone volunteer to assist in this program?
So we do have a link on our website for volunteering, or you can just give us a call at the office. It's 706-405-2393. And talk to any one of my employees there that will direct you in the right place for that.
All right. Now, I know we have a fundraiser with the Clink Stones, but how can people donate to this amazing organization? And tell them the name of the organization.
Access to Independence.
Okay.
It's on our website. On the donation form, we do have a link there that takes you to our donation page. We are always looking for donations. It is hard work getting donations these days, especially for nonprofits and for organizations that help anybody. And I can just imagine how it is for other organizations to go out there. So we are a 501c3. We do get grants through the government, through the federal and state level, but it's just not enough. There's so many people that we need to help. And luckily, the city of Columbus is working with us. We have a program that we're about to start back up with them where we're going out and through Habitat Through Humanity, we have a list of about 50 people that need home modifications, ramps, bathroom modifications, door widening, that type of thing. And we have received roughly a half million dollar grant through the city and Habitat Through Humanity to go and fix these people's homes.
Outstanding. Now, Mr. Kurt, how many people do you serve in this area? Yeah, roughly.
Roughly, that is a great question. So it just depends on how you want to look at it. Overall, we have about 200 to 250 consumers that we see actively. Those are recurring consumers, but then we also have one-time consumers and contacts. And we see 200 to 300, maybe about 500 a year of people coming in for services, for a one-time service. And if you look at a report that I got to submit to federal government, so far this year we've provided over 5,000 individual services to consumers here in the Chattahoochee Valley.
Outstanding. Now, Mr. Kirk, you said something a while ago that really touched my heart. You said sometimes having a disability is something that you age into.
Yes.
And so for the listeners out there listening, understand now, when you donate, when you volunteer, in essence, you are donating and volunteering to yourself.
Absolutely.
And so it's important to reach back, especially if you're healthy and you're able, reach back into your community and give a donation, or give your time if you don't have the money, give your donation, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying.
We'll take any medical equipment, supplies.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. That's how FODAC, the program that I referred to earlier, gets its equipment. We take the donations. We do monthly pickups. They come up and take all the stuff that was donated, bring it to Atlanta, clean it, refurbish it, bring it back like it was brand new. And then that's the items that get sent out to people that request it.
We're talking wheelchairs. We're talking crutches.
Wheelchairs, power chairs, bedside commodes, shower benches, lift ramps, vehicle accessories, anything and everything that's a durable medical equipment, we will take, we will send to Atlanta. It will get put back into working, almost new condition. And that's the stuff that gets sent out to people that need it.
I love it. Now, Mr. Sean, you over there all quiet, Mr. Sean. I want you to tell us something, Mr. Sean. You over there looking sharp, man. Just tell us something that you know, Mr. Sean.
Okay, so we also have a program under Access Independence where we work with, how do you say, young adults from 18 to 22.
Outstanding.
Who are disabled, who are either in high school or about to graduate, have already graduated, that still live with their parents or guardians. And what we do is we do weekly meetings where we teach them how to live independently. So that's either getting a job, going to college. We have a partnership with the Roosevelt Warm Springs up in...
Warm Springs,
Georgia. And they can go there for free. And they'll learn, there's certain, like, different jobs they can learn. They can learn how to work with heavy machinery. They have a nursing program there.
Oh, wow.
So that's what we do. And then it's our job or our goal to hopefully allow them to be functioning adults out in public. So
we call that our Bridging the Gap program. So we're bridging the gap. As I like to say, a lot of kids with disabilities, when they graduate to the couch. And we're trying to prevent that. We want them up and moving, getting around, and not being dependent on their parents. We want them to, I mean, we all love our parents, you know, and parents that have children with disabilities, we become really attached to those children. And as much as it pains me to say, we got to create that distance, just like I had to with my son. And those, you got to give them the opportunity to get out there and live. And you got to give them the opportunity to fail, because that's how you learn, is by failing. Yes. But this is the thing, when they fail, they can't quit. We got to help them and teach them, learn how to do it properly and do it right so they don't fail the next time.
Man, I love what you said. We have to give the young people an opportunity to fail, pick them back up, dust them off, get back in the ring. But sometimes, man, we almost like helicopter parents.
Yep.
Sometimes we want to protect them from the world, but understand, you have programs like this that help them transition. So let's talk about the transition. How do you guys help people transition?
So we have our two programs, the P2P transition program, where we go into the middle schools, like we said earlier, but we also have what we call the Money Follows the Person, MFP, or nursing home transition program, where if you have a family member or know someone that went into a nursing home and kind of got stuck there, and by getting stuck there, there's a lot of rules and regulations when it comes to money and becoming in a nursing home and getting out. You can only save so much money. You only get so much money. So a lot of these people have lost their homes or lost their apartments and all of their belongings. And they can only save so much. So what we do is we go in there and we find those individuals that can live out on their own that just don't have the opportunity. And we have a budget through the government that we get roughly around $20,000 per person.
Oh, wow.
And then we go out and we help them find somewhere to live. We go out and furnish their apartment, because you don't realize of all the things, once you lose everything, how hard it is and what you're missing.
Yes.
Silverware, shower mats, towels, you know, that stuff that you don't think about that adds up real quickly. So we go out and we help find places for these people to live, get them all set up with, if they need it, food stamps or dial a ride so they can get rides to
bus passes and all that.
And we get them set up and we transition them out into the community and help them live, so they're not living their life in a nursing home when they don't need to.
Man, this is an amazing program, man. And I just feel like if you're listening out there, man, please, please donate and volunteer with this program called
Access to Independence.
Okay, I want to go back to the Clintstones, man. I want to get some money, man, in you guys' pocket. So let's talk about that fundraiser again.
So, yes, June 14th, go to our website, accesstoindependence.com. Go over to Get Involved. Scroll down. There is a link. Tickets are $40 a ticket. Can't beat it. You get a baseball game for 3 hours and all-you-can-eat buffet for 90 minutes. Go out there, support our youth, our program, and everyone in our office that goes out and and puts their heart on the sleeve and works with the community daily.
Well, I promise you, man, G. Riley is going to try to be there because I'm a baseball guy. Now, I want to talk about, the last thing I want to talk about is to advocate for the disabled. A lot of times people feel like they're alone.
Yes.
So tell us about how do you guys advocate for the disabled?
So we advocate at the local and at the state and federal level. You come in with a problem, we will address it and we will see what we can do either by partnering with the GAO, which is the Georgia Advocacy Office, or if it's something that we can do in-house through the city. I go to city council meetings. Mayor Skip Henderson knows me very well. So does the city council members. They know me very well.
Love Skip and Karen.
Yeah.
Great people.
So they, when they see me come up in chambers to speak about something, they know it's important. The Dial-A-Ride. 2 years ago, we had individuals who couldn't get out to certain parts of the city because of the Dial-A-Ride regulations of being a federally minimum mandated route service. And that put one of our employees not being able to take Dial-A-Ride to his own house. He had to get dropped off like 3 blocks away. And
you're already disabled.
He's already disabled. And you're dropping him off 3 blocks from the house. And he's paraplegic. He's in a power chair. And he had to drive in his power chair to his house where there was no sidewalk. So it was a lot of things. And so we go out there and we advocate. And we actually got the city council to change how far that the Dial-A-Ride routes can go off of the main routes. And so it granted a lot more accessibility to the city. And that's the kind of things that we do. So if there's anything that you need advocating for, or if we had an individual, they came down and repaved her road, but the way they repaved her road in her driveway, she wasn't able to get over the water cut that they put in the curb with her power chair. So the city came out and redid her driveway so she's able to get her power chair over.
Outstanding.
That kind of stuff, that we advocate for that all the time. We go out there and we have the connections to get some of that stuff done.
Outstanding. Now, in closing, Mr. Sean and Mr. Kurt, is there anything that maybe we didn't cover that you would like the audience to know?
Just everything that we've said that we do for free because of people like you that donate to us and to support our organization. It is greatly, greatly appreciated by me and all my employees and everyone that you help.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, Mr. Kurt. In closing, Mr. Sean, would you like to say something?
Yes. If anyone has any questions about any of our youth programs, please feel free to call our office. The number is 706-405-2393.
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Sean. Hey, this has been Gerald Riley with Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.